So, since the Online Safety Act wasn't as effective at linking everybody's IP addresses and internet traffic to specific people so that the government could keep an eye on those people or most likely arrest them, they've instead just went for a full blanket ban on pretty much all children from all social media. Well, not all, there's been certain ones that I feel specifically haven't been named. But anyway, basically, they're now saying, oh, basically, if you want to use the internet in any way whatsoever, you have to provide your ID. But I'll save it all for the end. Social media ban, bold and blunt, but no silver bullet. When I arrived at 10 Downing Street this morning to hear the Prime Minister announce the UK's social media ban for under 16s, I had to hand in my phone for security reasons. The temporary anxiety it gave me was perhaps a small insight into how many of the nation's 13 to 15-year-olds were feeling, as they too waited to hear the outcome of months of discussion and speculation about their online lives. Sir Keir Starmer's news was bold and blunt. Yes, there will be a ban. Yes, it will follow Australia's model. And yes, there will be additional curbs which will impact older children aged 16 and 17 as well. A nighttime curfew is expected to be part of this. The UK's plan had been dubbed Australia Plus, and now we know why. But Australia's ban has faced well-documented problems, not least because the majority of children who had social media accounts before the ban was enforced in December still have them. The response from the UK government is the same answer I hear every time there's an online safety intervention. There is talk that the ban will not be a silver bullet, but will still make some difference. Sir Keir made several comparisons to laws about drinking alcohol. We know some teens under the age of 18 still drink, but we also know there are plenty of times when the law prevents it. Well, not me. We had a local alky called Pat Berry, and he would go into the shop and get you a carry out if you gave him a couple of cans for his trouble. He's dead now, but anyway, rose to death under a bridge, funnily enough. But anyway, just so everybody knows, see how where Riley's Pool Hall used to be, it's called something else now. See where the famous Tunnock Tea Cake little statues are near the plug in Coat Bridge? Well, see where they are. There used to be a tunnel under the bridge that took you up out the other side where Riley's Pool Hall is, and it was in there he was found. He just staggered home drunk one night, passed out under the bridge, and hey ho, froze to death in the night. And I was going to say, which is a shame, but no, Pat Berry was actually kind of a piece of shit. But anyway, but we all know 16-year-olds can legally get married, have sex, join the armed forces, and in some parts of the UK, vote in some elections. Can they not also be trusted on Instagram at night? Given how many horror stories I have heard during the course of my career about children coming to harm on gaming platforms and forums, it was surprising to learn that they will be exempt. However, they will have to disable live streaming as that is included in the ban. The big question, how will it work? The big question, of course, is how this is actually going to work. I did ask the PM, but he didn't directly tell me. Australia's failing is believing to be in weak is believed to be in weak age verification methods adopted by tech companies. I've heard from a couple of fuming industry contacts today that they were under the impression that it would be up to Apple and Google to gatekeep devices, as most people own either an Apple or Android phone. This would mean when someone aged under 16 sets up a device in the UK, they can't download banned apps from the app stores. The people I spoke to are blindsided that this no longer appears to be the case, and it will be down to the individual platforms such as TikTok, Snapchat, and the rest. And the deadline for them to figure out a better alternative is short, less than a year to meet the proposed implementation next spring. Other experts argue that toxic online behaviour is a societal rather than a technology problem, and the blunt instrument of blocking the tech altogether on its own is not the solution. Right diagnosis, wrong cure was the headline of one email in my inbox earlier today. A huge change for the online generation. Facebook launched in the UK 21 years ago, and the other social networks soon followed suit. This means there's a generation of young people who have grown up in this world, warts and all. One reporter at the briefing with me made me feel very old by confiding that YouTube, included in the ban, had been an essential resource for them at school, which is true. Which is true. And, as much as we all give the Jeets shit, right? How many times have you had a Bandicam video recorded by a Jeet that's helped you with your module at university? How many times? Very, very many times. Very many. Like, it's the problem is, for the amount of shit that we give them, They're pretty good at some stuff, right? But anyway, I'm still haunted by a message I received from a teenager a short while ago who said without social media, they would be dead because the community they had discovered online had given them reasons to live. And yeah, there are a lot of people who take to the internet because IRL, they're just not very good socially, right? So that's why, I mean, that's why, like, I put together a Magic the Gathering night for a bunch of friends of mine who've got, like, social anxiety and, like, other problems, and we kind of go into the Discord, or we sometimes go to their house, and we're like, right, get up, you're coming to Magic, and having like that, and like, yes, because some people aren't really good at going out and socializing, right? So they go online, and that's where they do it there. And the problem is, yeah, okay, there's a lot of downsides to online communities, but there's also a lot of upsides as well, because a lot of people seek community. They seek community. They want to be part of a group. They want to have a group of friends that they can go online with and hang out every single night. I hang out in my Discord at night whenever it's time for me to play video games, and I just want to sit and shoot the shit with the boys, right? That's fun for me because, again, like, I've got kids and stuff like that, and I've got like three different jobs and I work all the time, so I don't really have a lot of time to like go out and socialize. So I'll just sit on Discord for a few hours every night and hang out with everyone, right? And there's a lot of people who are in the same boat. There's a lot of people who don't really connect with people at school, but they connect with online communities. And basically you're saying to these young kids, they might have people online, basically there's no weird, there's no fucking exploitation, there's none of this fucking strange shit or like bullying or anything like that. It is just a group of kids. They hang out, they play Call of Duty together or whatever fucking game it is they play, or they hang out and they share memes and they just chill. And you're basically taking that away from them. So there's a lot of children that are actually going to lose their social network because they aren't really, they don't really want to hang around with people in real life, or they're just not very good at it. Whereas if you do it online, it's actually a good way to essentially socially train yourself. Right, and all that's going to be getting taken away from them. So that's a little bit of a problem. There are also, of course, many tragic examples of the exact opposite of this. Campaigners and government ministers say the tech companies have had years to do more to protect children and have failed to do so. The companies argue they have introduced numerous parental controls and blocked access to features they know to be harmful. But Sir Nick Clegg, former senior exec at Meta, once says that there were so many parental controls that parents were overwhelmed by them and didn't use them. Skill issue, fucking use them. Stop being lazy. In fact, they even produce guides of like, oh, here's what you click, here's what you do, here's how you set this up. Learn. We're in the modern world. There's a person that I know who runs an online business and doesn't know how to send a Facebook post. Seriously, and I have to say, like, learn. Stop handing me your phone and get me to do it for you. Right? Learn. You run an online business. Learn. Take the 5-10 minutes to actually learn how to do it. I think many parents can relate to that. Tough shit. It's not the government's job, is it? Again, y'all know what I'm going to say, but I'll save it for the end anyway. My sources say the tech companies won't fight the ban as long as they feel it is fair to all of them. But I'm not convinced all of them do feel that today. There's also concern that banning the big mainstream apps will push children into darker, less regulated corners of the internet with fewer or even zero protections in place. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, because this is one of the things as well. This happened with pornography as well. Whenever they banned the pornography right now, again, children shouldn't be looking at porn at all, right? In fact, I would argue that nobody should be looking at porn, right? But basically, a lot of it also, all the mainstream porn websites like Pornhub and I don't know, right? But mainstream porn websites, like the big one, X-Hamster, that's one, right? Basically, the big mainstream porn websites, they all did, like, the ID verification checks, right? So people tried to use them and went, oh, fuck, that's terrible. So instead, people started frequenting the dodgy websites, the ones that don't really care about laws. So guess what kind of content's on there? So basically, yeah, as soon as you do that, it pushes it underground and it makes people go to all the dodgy shit. And because that's all away and hidden, there's no way for you to see how much damage it's really doing, who's actually looking at the stuff, and it makes things a hell of a lot worse. Right, so basically, yeah, that is something that can, it will happen. I say can, it's going to happen. Kids are going to be pushed into really, really dodgy communities on the internet because they've been kicked off of the big main ones. There's a chance the whole thing could end up in judicial review because of the speed at which it has been rolled out. Just a couple of weeks after the closure of an enormous public consultation, which would probably delay it. There are definite Prime Minister's legacy vibes about the news, given the broader political picture at the moment. And finally, there might also be a Donald Trump-shaped obstacle in the road. Sir Keir hasn't spoken to him about this yet, but he will see him later on today at the G7 summit where he is now heading. Trump is protective of his US-based tech companies and has railed in the past against attempts by other countries to regulate them. The US government responded to the public consultation, insisting that a ban was not the solution. The same US companies Starmer now seeks to rein in are also investing millions of dollars in their UK operations and infrastructure. Tech and AI are key priorities in the government's plans for economic growth. As one former senior government advisor once put it to me, there is no plan B. The PM has to walk a very fine line between clamping down on them and selling the UK as a good place for them to be. We will see in the coming months whether any of them choose to vote with their feet. And this is the problem. The more and more business regulations that you bring in, the more and more you make it less profitable for them to operate in your country because they have to get all of this shit to meet your massive amounts of regulations. That's just going to make the company go, you know what? It's actually costing us money to operate in your country, so we're just pulling out. And they will take all the jobs and all the taxes with them. It's called capital flight, right? That's just what happens. If you make it too hard to operate a business in a particular area, they just fuck off. That's the same reason why many companies and factories and everybody want to base themselves in England. Fucking have happened there in England because I can't even say that name. It's so disgusting. No, I'm kidding. Basically, in England because it's just cheaper tax wise. It's just so much cheaper tax wise to operate in England. And then Scotland's sitting there like, oh, but we've got no money. Well, then fucking lower the taxes and people might actually start basing themselves in Scotland so that Scottish people can actually get jobs. And all. But basically, in regards to this, right, I'm just going to point this out. The Online Safety Act was not in any way whatsoever about protecting kids. It wasn't. Because the Online Safety Act came in, they were all arguing in Parliament, going, this will absolutely fix the issue. This is going to be great. And porn websites now have to ask you to prove ID and stuff like that. And but basically, all that happened was people either went to the dodgy websites or they just, but a lot of people went, oh, well, I guess I'm just not watching porn anymore. Great. Right. But basically, they knew the. I'm stammering like fuck here because I've got about 30 points that I'm trying to say all at once. So I'm just going to try and work through them one by one. Basically, the government is an authoritarian arsehole. It is. It wants to go full surveillance state. It has been desperately trying to do that for a while. And it definitely wants to rein in the internet. The internet is an amazing tool for pointing out all of the shitty things that the government does. So the government basically can't use the media and TV anymore to control the narrative because we now all use the internet. The true information gets out there and it makes the government look very, very bad because it's being snitched on. Ergo, the government hates the internet and wants to control it because it wants to continue with its crimes unimpeded. And more we learn of its crimes, the more and more we get a little bit uppity to the point where the police actually have to do riot training sessions with people dressed as British patriots. And yeah, shit, yeah, you probably all seen that. They were doing riot training and the rioters were dressed up with Union Jacks and all that shit. Wonder what they're training for. But basically, that's something they're very worried about. So they want to control the internet to prevent things like that from happening. They know that their power is massively at risk, right? Now, because they know that the native man is getting very, very fed up. So they basically want to nip that in the bud as quickly as they can. So see if there's any dodgy internet traffic, like a political dissident says something mean or someone's trying to arrange a protest. They want to know who the fuck that person is, which means even if you've got a VPN, if you have submitted your ID, then it's already been tied to your device. It's already been tied to you. So if you do anything naughty on the internet, the government can use AI to scan all of this traffic and scan all of these links, and they can find the exact people that they then need to make up a bunch of charges so that they can go and arrest them. They'll be able to nip protests in the bud before it even happens. That's what it's all about. It's about surveillance. It was never about protecting kids. And I can prove that right now. The Online Safety Act was meant to be about protecting kids. It wasn't. It was basically so that they could build a government database of all the naughty people so that they can act before the people can, right? It didn't work as well as they wanted. So what they've done is they've went, oh, we're actually just going to do a blanket ban on all youngsters going on social media, which means if you want to use any part of the internet whatsoever, you need to provide your ID now to prove that you're over 18. Right, so basically, the fact that kids aren't even allowed on this social media anymore renders the entire Online Safety Act completely fucking pointless. There was no point in it. Right? Oh, social media companies need to do so much more to protect the kids. Actually, we're just going to ban social media from the kids from social media altogether now. Yeah, basically, protecting children was not the point of the act. Not the point of the act at all. Because the act, after all those discussions and all that chatting and all this fucking back and forth and all over the media and all that shit, all of that for fucking months and months and months and months, and now the act just, boop, it's been rendered pointless. And everyone is sort of like, oh, there's going to be specific rules for kids to play in this game of football. And it's like, oh, fuck, let's have a discussion and chats about this in Parliament and everything for months and months and months. Actually, let's just ban kids from football. What was the point in all that then? What was the point? Again, it wasn't about protecting the kids. They want to build an online database where they can monitor all internet traffic and then they can link people's IDs to certain online behaviour so the government can go in and arrest them. That is the entire point of it. It's the construction of the surveillance state. Right, and also, again, I say this all the time, parents, it is up to you to parent your kids. It's up to you to watch what your children are doing online. Right, it is up to you not to turn around and go, oh, well, no, I don't want to get up off the couch. So, government, can you just like build a giant fucking great firewall of China around the country? Because I really don't want to get up off the couch, man. Like, fucking Dancing with the Stars is on, and like, oh, but parent your fucking child, right? Stop petitioning the government to fucking take all everybody's rights away because you're a lazy bastard, right? So basically, all this has done is proven that the Online Safety Act was never about protecting kids. It was about building an online database where they can link specific people to their own specific online behavior. That way, they can go in and arrest them. It's the plot of Minority Report. That's what it is. They want to be able to preempt certain political dissidents so that they can go in and grab them first before they go out there and organize a protest or start a petition. Oh, those big scary petitions. Oh, look at all the signatures on the card that you've got there. Oh, scary. Guess we just have to shut the government down now. Petitions don't achieve anything, is what I'm trying to say, right? It's a placebo exercise so that you can vent, right? It's just a little sidetrack thing that they don't give a fuck about. But basically, again, this was never about protecting kids. It was about building a surveillance state.